As we start off taking a look at maintainability and availability, let's take a look at some of the ways that we can manage these different programs. The basic idea is that there's a set of strategies or set of planning tools to look ahead as to what we're doing. If you're in the design and development phases, well, looking ahead to the logistics, the spare parts, the diagnostics, logistics, the storage, and maintenance processes, and how will your design decisions affect those events that occur later in the overall life cycle. But we also have different ways that we can approach maintenance. And we mentioned that just briefly in the previous intro, is taking a look at just repair it on failure, or do monitoring the change in failure rates until it becomes unacceptable, or prior to being unacceptable, is then do the maintenance. There's also inspection strategies for looking for telltale signs of a failure mechanism, say a crack at a certain dimension would indicate a need for a repair process, and other strategies. And we'll take a look at a couple of those in this section. But availability is an ideal, and it comes at a cost of doing maintenance. Is if after every mission you completely rebuild the aircraft, it may be cost prohibitive to create a system that is very available. On the other hand, say my car is pretty reliable. It doesn't require very much repairs, but when it does, it tends not to take very long to do a repair. I don't think I've ever had a vehicle in the shop for more than a couple of days, and oftentimes it's less than a day for simple things and even for more complex repairs and replacements that they would accomplish. So it comes down to cost and what we're really trying to achieve. And in different industries, the availability may be tied to throughput of your plant's equipment, or may be tied to military aircraft, for example, and their availability to fly missions. So depending on your particular industry and where the priorities are, we may pay more or less attention to availability. But anytime we're doing maintenance, we're probably spending money to keep a system running. And hence, that's where the trade-offs come in, is how much are we willing to spend in order to have the system ready to operate or operating as we expect. So here's a question to think about is durability. In some circles, and I know with the IEC standards body, they often talked about durability as being a superset of reliability, availability, and other things. It just basically means it's able to operate in a wide range of conditions in a general sense. But how's that different than availability? And what's the nuances that separates these things? There's a whole lot of illities that we deal with, and availability, maintainability, reliability, durability, and so on are terms that we're going to have to be able to be conversant with on an ongoing regular basis. And in this section, these differences are going to become more and more apparent. In the next section, we'll dive into the first real lesson in this module, and it's talking about planning.